Perhaps you would be interested in knowing who the teen challenges are. And I have some information here I'd like to read and let you hear something about the teen challenges. We're so happy to have them, and they've been with us before. So as I look at some of the information here, I'd like to share it with you. For those of you who don't know, Teen Challenge is a 15-month residential program. We deal mostly with drug and alcohol addiction, but really we deal with any life-controlling habit that has the potential of separating us from God. The issue we all face is wholeness. We all come in here broken. Our goal at Teen Challenge is to give men a safe place where they can adapt to sobriety and apply the principles of Christ to their lives. Amen. We believe Christ is able to set us free from addiction, and how true that is. He's able to do anything. Hallelujah. Nothing too difficult for God to do. Amen. It's only by the grace of God we have Teen Challenge. Only by the grace of God that we have Teen Challenge. In fact, it's only by the grace of God that any of us are saved. Amen. Without the grace of God, that unmerited favor, the love of God, none of us would be here today saved on our way to heaven. Though we are called Teen Challenge, our doors are open to men of all ages. The ministry was established in Brooklyn, New York, in 1958, where a small town pastor named David Wilkerson had traveled to help a group of teens who were facing a murder trial as a result of lifestyle in darkness. God put it on David's heart to reach out and do something for these boys, that they might find freedom. Today, Teen Challenge is one of the most successful and largest programs of its kind. We have 9 throughout New England, over 300 in the U.S., and over 1,200 across the world. We hope that you will see how God is still using Teen Challenge to change the lives. Again, they thank us for having them. And it is my privilege and my joy to introduce the Teen Challenge to you. And so, let me have this privilege to introduce the Teen Challenge. Would you stand with me? Would you stand with me? Let's welcome.
Good morning, church. How are we doing today? Wonderful. God is good, huh? My name is Raymond Brown. I'm 27 years old. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Just a quick question. Any Patriots fans out there? Today's going to be a miserable day for you guys because you play my New York Jets. So Just saying. I'm going to share a little bit about my story, a little bit about what brought me to Teen Challenge, a little bit about what my life was like, how God intervened, and what he's doing now. Okay? I was born to a single mother, like I said, in Brooklyn, New York. She's a public school teacher. She did everything that she possibly could for me. I never wanted for anything. I never had everything, but I never wanted. And I believe that that's what good parenting is about, right? I went to college up here in Vermont. I got my degree. While I was in college, I was playing rugby, and I got hurt my senior year. That was when I was introduced to prescription painkillers. All right, and that's what started me down a very long and dark path. I was able to build up a career. I started working in advertising. Life was wonderful. I had everything externally that anybody could ever want. I had the cars, the house, the girl, the dog. I had everything except something inside. And I tried to fill that hole inside with drugs, with alcohol, with anything that wasn't what I needed. Well, the moment came when I was laying in a hospital bed in South Florida, quite literally almost dying, when I had the realization that I was only going to be two choices for me if I kept down this path. The first choice was that I was going to die, and that seemed preferable. Or the second choice is that I was going to live and continue to do this day in and day out. And that was where God intervened. That was where he told me that there is another way. This woman who was in my life, who I affectionately refer to as my fairy godmother, she sent me a message and said, "Listen, you need to call these people." I said, "Okay." Those people that I called were Teen Challenge, and now I had no idea what I was getting into. I didn't realize that this was a 15-month long Christian program. I didn't realize that, you know, it was gonna be God's grace that was gonna save me. I didn't realize that anything that I would do from that moment forward was not of my own power or of my own volition, but it was ordained by God. Until I got to Teen Challenge in Brockton. Now, my story of getting to Teen Challenge in Brockton was a little bit like Jonah and the whale. I had a flight booked, and I said, "No, I'm not going. I can do this. I can still do this." And the next day found me on a flight, landing in Logan at 3:30 in the morning. It didn't matter what I wanted to do anymore. God had far bigger plans for me. Teen Challenge has saved my life, yes, but the power of Jesus Christ has saved my soul. I didn't know, like I said, what I was getting into when I got here. I just knew that I didn't want to live the way I was anymore. You know, I can tell you that being somebody who has had everything to now not having a single dollar to my name, living with 60 men 24/7, 365, working with them, eating with them, using the same restrooms as them, I can tell you that I am happy today because I have purpose, okay? And that's through God. There's a piece of scripture that I stand on. It's the way that I choose to live my life today. It's out of James. It's James 3:18. And it's something that's just been on my heart recently. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. So as I interact with the men that I lived with, as I interact with the people of the world, the people, God's children, as I interact with everybody, I try to sow in that peace. I think that's it. I think that's what we're called to do. You know, I think that's what everyone is called to do. So I want to thank you guys personally. I want to thank you for having us here. Thank you for allowing us to share our testimony, to share what God is doing in our lives today. We're going to sing a few songs for you guys shortly. Like I said, some of my brothers up here are also going to testify. And I just want to thank you all again. Let's go Jets.
Good morning, church. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Brian Roberto Luna. I'm 33 years old. I come from a small town on the South Shore, Braintree, Massachusetts. I am what I like to call myself is a recovering child of God. For about 20 years, I walked the opposite direction of God. And what that meant for me was 8 years in prison, multiple trials and tribulations, a couple of overdoses, a lot of broken hearts, including my own, my parents, siblings. But through all those trials and tribulations, I always knew that there was a more righteous path for me. I always knew that I had a purpose. I just couldn't find that purpose. See, as a kid, I was that young kid who just didn't fit in. Maybe some of you can relate, right? Because I had that hole in my heart because everything I did just wasn't good enough for me. But I didn't realize it's not about me. That selfishness and that self-centeredness that we all have, that ego and that pride that we like to fill with materialism or the sinful desires of our worldly pleasures, right? That's what I tried to fit in that hole. And in that hole, I found that God placed that hole in all of us, but he didn't place it for the materialism or our worldly desires or all our pleasures. He placed it for the Holy Spirit. Okay? Yeah, thank you, God. Amen. Because for a long time, I just didn't realize that. So I struggled, and I struggled hard. And through all my trials and tribulations, there's one thing that I did find, you know, that God does answer prayers. Because I remember when I was in that bullpen ready to go to jail, or when I was in front of the judge, I would always say, God, please, please, if you have mercy on my soul, I won't do it again. And God's grace and his mercy always rained down on me. And he said, you know, I have a better purpose for you, Brian. I have a better purpose for you, my son. You're my child. And I never looked at God as a father because maybe my relationship with my father wasn't the best. Maybe I was defiant. Maybe I couldn't realize that the world couldn't accept a guy like me. You know, but it says it in the first book of Samuel, in the 16th chapter. The Lord does not see as man sees. For men look at outward appearances, but the Lord looks on our heart. What a beautiful thing, huh, to have a Lord so gracious and merciful that he looks upon our heart and only he knows our hearts. What a wonderful thing. So through all my trials and tribulations, again, I came through the doors of Teen Challenge because God wrote it on my heart. He answered my prayer. When I said, God, what do I need to do to find you? He said, you need to go to this place and you need to humble yourself and you need to surrender everything, right? Because I couldn't surrender my life out there. Through everything, I couldn't surrender. And as I come here and I humble myself and I become obedient to God and the people he put in authority above me, as hard as that is sometimes, he continues to work in my heart. He continues to allow me to grow closer to him. He continues to allow me to wake up every morning with an attitude of gratitude for the smallest of pleasures, for the air in my lungs, the shoes on my feet, and the little hair I have on my head. I'm thankful for all that today. Teen Challenge is a marvelous place. I've only been there about 2 months now, but the work is strong. He's putting together my family. He's putting back together my heart. That heart of stone that I came in, that wall, he's tearing down piece by piece, and he's taking that heart of stone, he's turning it into a heart of flesh. And only through his grace and his love do I stand before you a renewed man. Where I was angry, I am now calm. Where I am lost, I am now found. Where I was blind, I can now see. And when people speak, I can now hear. You know, in Psalm 9, and the first It's one of my favorite psalms to go through. It just speaks to me, and it just says, you know, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, and then I will speak of all the marvelous things you have done for me. And that's what we're here to do today. We're not here to tell you that we don't have criminal records, that we haven't been to prison, that we're flawless or perfect. We're here to tell you we're broken spirits, and that's exactly how God wants us. He wants us broken so he can reach down with his righteous right hand and lift us up in his glory. So thank you for allowing us to be here. I hope you all have a blessed new year. Thank you.
We're going to sing a song now, and well, church, we need your help because, you know, we're not professionals, but we do our best to worship the Lord, and, you know, we're sure you know the words, so please, if you will.
Never before, oh my soul, I worship. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
My name is Eric Burns. I'm 35 years old. I was born in Boston, but I was raised in Westport, Massachusetts. Before I even begin, this story I'm about to tell you is really, truly not mine. It's what God's doing in my life. It belongs to Him. So I'd like to pray and ask Him to guide me with the Spirit today. Okay, guys, if we could bow our heads and humble our hearts. Lord, I come before you as your servant, Father, in the house of saints, Father. I need your Spirit right now because I don't have the strength to stand before this congregation and to tell my story, Father. But you can give me your strength to tell your story, Father. Please use me, speak through me. I am your vessel. You bought me with a price, with your Son, Father Jesus Christ. And Father, I need you. We all need you, Father. That void our brother's been talking about in our hearts, you